Hello and welcome to Tractor Fiction. My name's Frank Allen. We're here on WHRW Binghamton, where we are on the second to last episode of Tractor Fiction. This is a very special urban installment of Tractor Fiction called Soul Story. Has kind of a funky vibe to it, because Jack Chick is one funky guy. Here we go with Soul Story.
Once upon a time, in a dark world of urban decay, just like the dark world of urban decay that you live in constant fear of falling into when you're hard on your luck, a prison riot was breaking out, prisoners going wild and beating each other.
You heard me! This is an emergency! Code Blue! Code Blue!
Hey, Warden, something's wrong! This riot looks phony to me! Look, they're stopping!
What the fahooligans?
Indeed, the prisoners sort of stopped beating on one another and began wandering off casually, leaving one prisoner dead on the ground.
Cool, man! Jackson's had it!
Had a flippy flop! Did they find out Jackson was the snitch?
It was all because of one man. One prisoner. Leroy Brown. Leroy was the shot caller of the prison, which, as the Bull once taught us, means he was the prisoner who controls the prison population, the one with power. All the other prisoners looked up to him. He was big and strong and had a powerful afro.
I've been here for 20 years and your plan was the coolest I ever saw!
Far out, Leroy.
One day, Leroy's grandma came to visit him.
Son, the Lord's gonna take me home soon. I'm ailing real bad. Got what they call cancer.
Grandma, don't talk like that.
Son, Jesus loves you.
Come on, Grandma, don't talk like that.
Leroy, listen to your grandma. Jesus died on the cross and shed his precious blood to wash away your sins. Son, Jesus is the Lord God Almighty.
I go, Grandma.
I love you, son. I'm still praying for you.
Sounds like your grandma's a fanatic.
You wanna die? You white matzo ball? Come here!
But Leroy was in his cell, and the guard was safe. Later, the guard returned, but this time, he bore a message.
Brown, the warden wants to see you.
I'm a lifer! You tell that head honky to ship bibble do!
You're coming if I have to drag you.
Leroy Brown, because of a Supreme Court decision that you were denied your rights, I am forced to release 16 of you inmates.
And just like that, Leroy Brown, a man most accurately described as bad, and perhaps even bad, was out on the streets. They gave him back his purple velvet pimping suit and released him. He went back to his old hood.
Hey, man! We never thought you'd get out! Everything's different! R.D. is the big man now!
What about Gloria?
We get a man! She's R.D.'s woman! And he's a mean dude!
She's on the third floor a little bit!
Man, don't anybody know I told you, okay?
Relax, little bro.
Leroy burst through the door of R.D.'s apartment like he owned the joint.
Look who's home for good!
Oh no, it's Leroy Brown!
This is my organization now, bro.
You stupid jive turkey!
Leroy and R.D. threw down like nothing you ever done seen. A few minutes later, R.D. was being dragged out like the lump of snot he was, and Leroy was being caressed by Gloria.
Dumpin'!
Right on!
Let's get something straight right now! I'm the boss! Fill me in on what's been happening since I've been away!
The next day, in the home of a rival gang,
R.D. switched to our side, and he's put out a big contract on Leroy Brown.
I could use some of that bread.
Meanwhile, the not good Leroy Brown got a phone call.
This is Dr. Taggart. Your grandmother is in intensive care at the General Hospital. You better come quickly.
I'm on my way!
She won't last the night.
And soon...
I'm glad you came, son.
It's gonna work out, Grandma.
That's true, Leroy. I'm gonna be in the arms of sweet Jesus. I haven't much time, son. I want you to listen to me. If you die in your sins, Leroy, I'll never see you in heaven. God loves you. He wants to change your life, and he will, if you let him come into your heart. I've prayed for you every day for your life, because I love you, son.
I love you too, Grandma. Why isn't she afraid of death?
Child, you don't know what love is till you know Jesus.
The next day, the rival gang was looking to exploit Leroy's tragedy.
Did you hear the news? Leroy Brown's grandma passed on. He'll be at her funeral. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
He was, and so, at the funeral, a preacher said a few words as the rain drenched the cemetery around them.
After death, we'll all stand before God to give an account of our lives. Grandma loved Jesus. She believed that his blood washed away her sins, and that put her in heaven.
So long, Grandma.
but a black car was speeding down the rainy streets toward the funeral.
Don't miss!
Gloria, down!
But Gloria was already down, shot down by the drive-by shooters.
You pickled dinos! I'll get you for the last thing I ever do!
The next day, while Leroy was visiting Gloria's corpse in the morgue...
You were related to Gloria?
She was my sister.
You must be Joyce. Gloria spoke very highly of you. I'm Leroy Brown. Could I call you next week?
I guess that'd be all right.
Leroy did call Joyce that next week, and he asked her on a date. She accepted, deciding that it was not in poor taste to date your sister's pimp/lover.
Can I order you a drink?
No, thank you.
You religious?
No, I'm a Christian.
Why do I feel this way? She's not at all like Gloria. She sort of reminds me of Grandma. Could we get together again?
We can't. We're in two different worlds.
Maybe I can cross over.
If you did, you'd have to become a Christian.
I'll think about it.
That night, Leroy got an odd phone call.
Brown, whoa, this is ID. It just don't make sense for brothers to keep killing off brothers. Well, how about you meet me in that old condemned church near 6th and Yale? But look, no pieces. This is a truce. Do I have your word?
What time?
Like 2:30 in the a.m.
But it was a setup. R.D. showed up early with his new posse, armed to the teeth.
We got like 40 minutes. Is James here with the grenades?
Yeah, man.
But when they got inside the church, they found naughty, naughty Leroy Brown already waiting for them.
Got any lights in here? Where are you?
Over here, you frog-stopping son of a chimp!
Throw them grenades, man!
Anyone alive? Man, I am a mess! I can't stop the bleeding! I wonder if I can make it to the car.
Across town, Gloria's sister Joyce was on her knees, praying.
Dear Lord, I pray for Leroy. Please don't let him die in his sins. He could be such a great man of God if he could understand your love. Lord, let his name be in the book of life.
Who is it? Open up! It's me, Leroy!
Just a second! Leroy, what happened? I'll call an ambulance.
It's too late, Joyce. Grandma was right. I'm going straight to hell. Everything's going fuzzy. Oh, yeah. Is there any way that I can be saved?
Yes, Leroy. Repent. That means turn away from your sins. Leroy, listen to this verse. For God so loved the world, that's you, that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, that whosoever believeth, that means trusts or clings to Jesus, should not perish in the lake of fire, but have everlasting life in heaven. Amen!
I'm sorry for the way that I lived. Will Jesus forgive me?
Yes, Leroy. That's why he died on the cross, to wash away your sins with his precious blood. Ask Jesus to come into your heart and he'll save you.
Lord, I am a terrible sinner. Please forgive me, Lord. Come into my heart and save me. Oh!
Thank the Lord, he just made it. I'll see you in heaven, honey.
All right, that's the tract Soul Story. And I think we're all feeling a bit of soulfulness right now, if you can believe that.